On University of New England Week, nothing can replace firsthand knowledge. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marilyn Gugliucci, Professor and Director of Geriatrics Research, looks into one example.
The Learning by Living 48-hour Hospice Home Immersion Project is unique among all medical schools. It was successfully piloted in December 2014 to provide an intense interprofessional experience to advance palliative and end-of-life care education and clinical experiences for medical students at the UNE College of Osteopathic Medicine. In the Hospice Immersion Project, pairs of medical students are immersed each month for 48 hours in the nonprofit Gosnell Memorial Hospice House in Maine. Students are active participants in patient care, family support, and post-mortem care in this 18-bed acute care setting, which is considered to be the ICU of hospice. Between 5 to 10 deaths occur during these 48 hours, and students write about their experiences, thoughts, and feelings in a journal before, during, and after the immersion. The journals represent the data as the immersion project is based on ethnographic and autobiographic research designs. Most students volunteer during their second year of medical school, although third and fourth year students have also participated. This life-altering qualitative research guides osteopathic medical students to answer the questions, what is it like for me to live in the hospice house for 48 hours? And how does this contribute to my future as a physician? For the 168 medical students who participated in this hospice immersion project thus far, each reported absorbing the abundance of life that is present even in death.
That was Marilyn Gugliucci of the University of New England. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.